Saver? Looking for a Medicare plan to help you save on more than just prescriptions? Medicare Advantage plans may offer prescription drug, medical, and hospital coverage. Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many Medicare Advantage plans, including UnitedHealthcare. So when you enroll in a plan with Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy, you know you're saving smartly. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Other plans may be accepted.
Lowe's helps property maintenance pros save on what they need to do the job right. Like up to 35% off select appliance special values. And through our quote support program, you can get discounts on large volume purchases, like four-piece kitchen suites as low as $1,169. Save every day on 5-gallon pails of Valspar 2000 interior paint starting at $89.98. Plus, get 5% off eligible purchases every day just by using your Lowe's business credit account. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Appliance offers valid through 10/23. Terms and conditions apply. Subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
Family of a woman shot and killed by a Fort Worth police officer during a wellness check overnight Saturday says the officer should be fired and charged.
It's a sad commentary in this day and age that someone could be sitting in their home playing a video game with a family member and not be safe.
Community activist Corey Hughes at a news conference with the family of a Tatiana Jefferson. Fort Worth police hold a briefing at this hour. There may be a lengthy legal battle on the way in the U.S. over the death of a young man in Britain.
The mother and father of 19-year-old Harry Dunn, hoping to apply pressure to get the woman thought responsible for their son's death, sent back to the U.K. to face justice. Dunn was killed riding his motorcycle in late August in central England when he was hit by a car driving on the wrong side of the road. Police say that American Anne Sekulis was at the wheel of the car. Her husband is reportedly a U.S. intelligence officer at a nearby British air base. She left the U.K. under diplomatic immunity. The woman now says she is sorry and wants to meet the parents. They are refusing until she returns.
Fox's Greg Palcott in London. The UK Foreign Secretary now says he thinks diplomatic immunity no longer applies. General Motors confirms it is reviewing the latest counteroffer from the United Auto Workers Union in the ongoing contract dispute.
Now entering a fifth week into the strike over issues including pay, health care, and profit shares, as some 49,000 workers remain off the job at plants across the country on a union stipend of now $275 per week. Before taxes.
Still waiting, you know.
It's just been real tight. It's right now I'm just struggling to get to the picket line.
The strike also costing the automaker over $1 billion and led about 100 suppliers to lay off some 12,000 workers since the strike began.
Fox's Jeff Manasso and Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Winning Nevada takes all of us coming together in our communities to elect champions who share our values and beliefs. ClarkCountyRepublicans.org is a website featuring important information like who your 2020 candidates are, how to register to vote, how to contact your legislators, how to volunteer. We help you find fun Republican events. Visit ClarkCountyRepublicans.org today. And don't forget, click the donate button. That's ClarkCountyRepublicans.org.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. To learn more, just go to my website, KevinWallRadio.com. That's KevinWallRadio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four! Here we go!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us live and local now. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Well, then check out Escape Adventures. Find out more at escapeadventures.com because these folks can provide you, your family, or your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. That's escapeadventures.com. The owner of Escape Adventures is joining us in studio. This is the same guy. Remember we talked with him a couple of months ago about his ride across America? 3,400 miles, 18 days, sleeping on the side of a road, hanging out with bears, all kinds of other wildlife. Jared Fisher joins me in studio. Oh, my God, you're okay. You're back. And okay, tell me about the latest adventure.
Okay. Well,
and by the way, you do most of your adventures on bike. But you now are turning your attention to running?
Yeah, running's kind of a good way to stay in shape. So I do enjoy running, and it kind of mixes things up a little bit. You don't want to get burnt down on just one sport. So I play golf occasionally, too.
Boy, that must be the slowest experience for you.
I mean, way down
on that excitement pole.
No, it's fun. I like whacking that ball as hard as I can. It feels good.
Okay. So this weekend, do you do marathons or do you do longer than marathons or what do you do?
Well, yeah, I do marathons. So 2 weeks ago, I was up in St. George and ran that St. George marathon, and that's a downhill marathon on pavement. It's actually really painful if you are a big person, in my opinion. It beats the body up. So, but this weekend,
you're not a big person.
No, I mean, I kind of big boned, I suppose. I mean,
you are not.
I don't know.
I'm taller than you are.
Okay. I'm six feet.
Yeah. I'm about 6'1", 6'2".
Okay. 190 pounds or so, my weight.
225.
All right.
Linebacker. I've got a linebacker's body.
Okay.
So you did the St. George. Did you finish?
Yep. Finished the St. George. And, that was a lot of fun. Right. I'm joking. It actually wasn't that much fun. It's fun hanging out with people, but the pain, the misery after that was pretty painful just from running on pavement. But I had promised another friend of mine that I would go out and run with him on a road called the Mormon Wells Road. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but it's a little north of Las Vegas. If you're on your way towards Alamo, it's about 28 miles from the junction of I-15 off on the left-hand side of the road going north. And I've never been on that road, so I went to give it a shot, and my friend said, hey, let's run the Mormon Wells Road. And so we ran it with about 10 other people, so we just started at the highway, we just started running.
Did you create your own mini event?
Yeah, it was a mini adventure that I didn't create it, it was a friend of mine. The guy who did the lowest to highest with me, Chris, he created this. So this was kind of his own ultra adventure that he wanted to do. So about 10 of us went out and we just started running on Saturday morning around 6 in the morning. And we just ran. You basically run all the way over to the 95 by Corn Creek. And so it's a 40-mile dirt road and it climbs about 4,000 feet.
And you did this in how long?
Well, it took us like all day. So
40 miles in one day?
Yeah.
And a bunch of it's uphill?
Yeah, the first half of it's uphill and the second half is downhill. So it climbs up. There's a campground up there. It's really cool. It's a really neat area just north of Vegas.
It's really cool if you survive and if you get there.
Yeah, it was a rough day because of that St. George Marathon 7 days prior. I had a really tough time, but I did run 31 miles, which was what I wanted to do. And then I just jumped on a mountain bike and rode out to the end.
So you weren't done?
No, I wasn't done. I had to at least...
After 40 miles, you weren't done?
Well, no, I slept yesterday a lot.
Great.
Yeah, so anyhow.
let me just ask you, though. As a guy that spends a lot of your free time on a bike, You're the one that did the 18 days, 3,400 miles on a bike. Do you prefer walking or riding?
I prefer riding. You see a lot more in the same amount of time that you're outdoors. So, yeah, no, I prefer riding for sure. Absolutely. It's a great way to see the state, see the country, learn a lot, learn up cultures, stop along the way. There's all kinds of things to learn when you're out there. You know, Kevin, one of the things I like to do is I love to read, and I read audiobooks like you wouldn't. like
so you just plug them in and just go off riding.
Absolutely. I read a whole book on Christian book on Saturday, a whole book, like a whole 8-hour book while I was running. It's fantastic. Wow. Yeah, it's a good way to educate yourself. I mean, I feel like that's you kill two birds with one stone. You get exercise. Well, three birds with one stone. You become more educated, enhance your wisdom, and you get to see places you've never seen before. So it's wonderful.
Okay, so you rode Mormon Wells Road. Now, is that open to anybody?
I ran it.
Oh, you ran it, right?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Mormon Wells Road. It's open to anyone, really. It's just north of town. It's really incredible. Goes through the wildlife refuge out there that they've got north of Las Vegas. So,
More coming up. Jared Fisher. We're going to talk some politics. We're going to talk some dreaded I-word stuff. Impeachment. It turns out even the Democrats, it's not that big a deal to them. So just who is it that's pushing impeachment? It sounds like it's the politicos. It's the politicians. We'll talk about that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports the balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
At its heart, free markets are about opportunity. I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. Advancing freedom, empowering individuals with opportunity, well, that's at the core of Nevada Policy's mission. It's the reason our organization exists. We believe individuals who work hard, take risks, and are dedicated to building a future for their family, they deserve the opportunity to pursue their dreams without politicians and government getting in the way. And you know what? We're not alone. Nevadans from all walks of life partner with us to promote the kind of free market solutions that maximize opportunities for individuals. Together, we work to preserve and expand the kind of freedom that has made Nevada such an amazing place to live. Now, more than ever, we're taking this message to a more diverse audience, letting more Nevadans than ever before know exactly how we're working to keep this state free and prosperous for them. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more and to support our important work today. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Everyone knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's. Ah, the Chili Colorado Combo, a favorite of mine. Made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce. Served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
It's magnifico.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now for a Monday. Joining us, Jared Fisher, former candidate for governor. He is the owner of a number of very successful businesses, including Las Vegas Cyclery. And by the way, Escape Adventures and a whole bunch of others. I want to ask you, though, there's a new poll out, a CBS News poll. And one of the things it showed, and it's a battleground tracking poll, 18 states, early states, and it's all about what people in these states believe as far as the Democrat presidential primary. And I guess my question is, in this poll, it shows that impeachment, as far as issues that are going to make you vote one way or another about a candidate, it's way down the list. Down below climate change, down below guns. I mean, all of these different issues eclipse impeachment. Are the Democrats making a mistake here? Is this a blunder of colossal proportion that they're involved with?
Yeah, my opinion on this whole impeachment process has been from the get-go. I mean, we saw this at the beginning when you started hearing impeachment rumors going around. Why are we doing this? What is the cost in this? What has he really done wrong here? Has he actually done anything wrong? Why is there little to no evidence for any of these accusations? And I mean, I think the Democrats are saying, hey, look, can we just have if we're going to impeach somebody, if we're going to impeach the president of the United States of America, let's have a real reason. Let's not destroy that process for something that most people, in my personal opinion, see as ridiculous. Like, I can't believe the amount of money that we have spent going down this road that has found nothing against Trump. And, nothing. I mean, let's face it, he was a businessman who wanted to make changes in America. You know what? I don't agree with everything Trump says, but that's okay. I don't agree with everything my wife says. We have arguments all the time, whoop-de-doo. But overall, he's trying to make America a better place, and he's doing it the best way he sees how. Has he gone and done all these accusations that people have, are basically our politicians have been saying that yet he's been, trying to work with the Russians on this past election. Well, that was 3 years ago. Aren't we done with that now? Can we use that money and spend it on something that's more important? I think the Democrats are just saying, hey, this is actually stupid too. So that's why you're seeing more and more people say it's not that important anymore. We're a year, he's got a year left. And why is this coming up? they want to kind of destroy his run for the next presidency. I mean, that's kind of why this is coming up. But let's face it.
But if they're doing this, why not just wait 14 months or whatever it is and run against the president this time and join this group of 20 presidential wannabes? I think there's going to be 12 on the stage tomorrow for the Democrat debate. Why not just wait for the election, though? Wouldn't that make more sense and be more cost effective?
Well, I really don't know, Kevin. I mean, I just think they're just trying to destroy his reputation now so that he doesn't have a chance in the next election. But they really have, they don't really have anything to run on right now. I think it's just, honestly, layman's terms, it's just plain stupid. I honestly, I've had enough of it. Just being a business owner here in American business owner, like, I'm tired of hearing about this impeachment stuff about Trump. It doesn't matter anymore to me. Like, I don't even want to hear the word on the radio. And I think a lot of people are starting to get fed up with it at this point.
Well, I think this is like the Billy Bush tapes, the attacks on John McCain, Megyn Kelly, blood, Kylie Fiorina. Ooh, that face. It's like all those things that people said, now this will disqualify him from running for president. And then he ends up winning 306 electoral votes.
Well, I think this is actually helping Trump because there's been no hard evidence against Trump that, and even if there's evidence on what they're, what they're currently claiming, is that really a good reason to even attempt to impeach a president? Honestly, let's come up with a real reason, like some real treason or something that puts America in real jeopardy. I mean, I from my point of view, I just don't see it here. I've had enough of the impeachment word. And I would say that even if we were coming from the other point of view, if it was a Democratic president we had in right now, and it was coming their way, I would have enough. It's enough's enough. So
let me ask you though, the latest thing. This postdates Russian collusion, obstruction of justice, emoluments clause, all that other stuff. The idea of a president going to a head of state of another foreign government and saying, will you work with us on an investigation of corruption that begins in our country but ends in your country, is that in and of itself bad? I thought we do that stuff all the time.
Well, isn't that what a president's supposed to do, is protect his own country? And isn't that his job? I mean, isn't it? Isn't he doing what he's supposed to do anyways? It's just another way of certain politicians in Washington, D.C. that have a major problem with a man who came out of nowhere and became the president of the United States, and they just don't like it. And that's coming from, that's my own opinion, but you know what? There's a lot of people I know that share that same opinion. And they're fed up with it. Like, enough's enough. I think this is helping Trump. This is going to help secure a win for him in 2020 as they keep going down this road of impeachment.
I want to ask you about another thing that I mean, everything we see out of the Democrats is this socialist agenda. And the assumption is, for instance, one of the issues that apparently polls well with Democrats is this notion of gender or income inequality. And it's something that Bernie and Elizabeth Warren have been floating, the idea of income inequality. Is it possible America is becoming not a center-right country, but a left-leaning country, a socialist country?
Is it possible, or is it actually happening, Kevin?
Is it?
It's happening, Kevin. It's happening now. I wouldn't come to your show here without giving another quote by Alexis Tocqueville. I love his book.
Go for it.
And I've read it a couple times. I want to just throw something at you here. Democracy and socialism have nothing in common but one word, equality. But notice the difference. While democracy seeks equality and liberty, socialism seeks equality and restraint and servitude. One of the great things about America and what I love about this country is the opportunities I've had to start my own company. I love it. And to run it how I want to run it, But what I don't like is when people come to me and we're just talking about income inequality. What the H-E double toothpicks is income inequality, Kevin? Seriously, what does that mean? Does that mean that it's not right for me to go and work my astronaut off for 20 hours a day for 20 years and not benefit for that hard work? No. America was created for people who want to work hard and who want to experience those benefits, those rewards from that hard work. That's America. Are we forgetting that? Yeah, those things are being forgotten. Are we becoming more socialist? Absolutely, we're becoming more socialist. I think what's happened is we have not set the principles down with our youth like we should be doing. In other words, we're mom and dad right now. What are we doing in order to make sure our kids know how to work? They know how to benefit from hard work, not benefit from free things or benefit from income equality. That's not even a real thing. Who made that up? For heaven's sakes.
I love it. It's why I love having Jared Fisher in. So good to see you, my friend.
Yeah, likewise.
You have any good adventures coming up this week?
I might ride from Mount Charleston to Hoover Dam. I'll let you know if I make it.
Okay.
Thinking about it. So.
Just don't be roadkill.
No, I won't.
Okay. Just checking. Jared Fisher from Escape Adventures and Las Vegas Cyclery joining us. Stick around. Our wall-to-wall free-for-all, you know what that means. You call in. You tell us what it is that interests you. 844, the number 2, Nevada, 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program live and local now.
Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks moving from small gains and losses in afternoon trading as many investors remain cautious that a full trade deal with the U.S. and China will happen. And adding to investor skepticism, state-run publications in China have had a much more measured tone in terms of describing the two countries' preliminary agreement. And Uber laying off around 350 employees across a variety of teams within the organization, marking what the company says is its third and final phase of layoffs. Uber CEO delivering the news to staffers in an email today, according to TechCrunch. Those affected include employees from Eats, Performance Marketing, as well as various teams within the global rides and platform departments. And Harley-Davidson is stopping its production of its first electric motorcycle after discovering a glitch in the final quality checks. The motorcycle maker said it does not have a timeline as to when the production will resume. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A Fort Worth, Texas police officer who shot and killed a woman in her own home Saturday was expected to be interviewed by investigators today. The officer, who's white, was responding to a neighbor's call about an open door in the middle of the night and shot Tatiana Jefferson through a window. She was black. Her sister, Ashley Carr.
The family of Tatiana Jefferson and the world eagerly awaits your response to this tragedy. It is imperative that your response bends towards justice.
The officer's on administrative leave. Queen Elizabeth opening a new term of Parliament in London with a speech mainly about Great Britain leaving the European Union.
A speech, which is written by the government, promises reforms to immigration, farming and trade.
Seizing the opportunities that arise from leaving the European Union.
But with Brexit Day set for the end of the month, there's still no clarity on what the split will look like.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. America's listening to Fox News.
It's the latest from Fox News Podcasts, The Campaign with Brett Baer, with updates from reporters on the trail and in-studio experts. Brett keeps you informed on the 2020 race. Go to foxnewspodcast.com and download The Campaign with Brett Baer now.
I'm Neil Cavuto from Fox Business. In high school, I managed a fast food restaurant. I saw the power of business and the importance of making your money work for you.
I'm Liz Clayman. In life, it's not just how you invest, it's for whom you're investing. We care about your success and we want to be a part of it.
I'm Charles Payne. I go way beyond the headlines to help you through the markets every single day. It's all about investing in your future, your American dream.
Fox Business.
Invested in you.
Download Fox News Channel's The 5 podcast for free. Five of your favorite Fox News personalities discuss current issues in a roundtable discussion. Get it now on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans' families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is Live and Local Now. One of the things we do in this final half hour is we give you the opportunity to turn this show in any direction you want. It's pretty simple. All you do is pick up the phone and call me. 844, the number 2, Nevada. Can I get a little more headphone, if you don't mind? 11111. I'm not getting it for some reason. Let's try this. Let's try this button. In fact, that's much better. Much better. All you do is pick up the phone and call me, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin. Let's go to David. David, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to ask you a question, and maybe for everybody. Okay, let's think nonpartisan here, right? You got this guy walking around, and, you know, you see this house that you have people walk in and out of the house. They make kind of noise sometime late at night. So this one guy, the neighbor, walks over to the house, and he's, like, looking around like, hey, what's going on over here? Things don't look right, right? So the owner, so as he looks around, he says, hey, he sees drugs, he sees cash, and guess what? He maybe even finds someone tied up. They're kidnapped, right? So the owner of the house calls the police, and the police come over and arrest the guy that's loitering, looking around the house, and he's trying to tell them what's going on. That's really important, but they don't listen because they're involved in what the action of the day is or that hour. Does that seem right to you?
No. No. As a matter of fact, it's not right at all. Are you trying to draw an analogy with what's going on at the White House?
That's exactly what's happening, don't you think? The guy sees some stuff, dirty stuff going on. He's trying to figure out what it is, but they want to arrest the guy that found out the dirt that's going on.
Let me ask you the question that seems to be asked of the president all the time. Is it inappropriate for a sitting president to ask the leader of another country to assist us with corruption in both countries, originating in the U.S., finishing in Ukraine? Is that inappropriate? Doesn't seem like it should be.
No, not at all. In fact, it is appropriate. We already have an agreement with Ukraine that they should be working with us as far as corruption goes on. We have an agreement with them already. I forgot what year it was signed, not too long ago, but we did do one. So that's totally appropriate.
Good point, though. David, thank you, man. That's what happens on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. That is precisely what happens. That is where you get a chance to turn the program in any different direction you want. Here's how you do it. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I want to go to the audio sound bites because one of the promises we make with you is we tell you, you do what you want on Sunday. Sunday morning, if you want to sleep in till 11, you just be my guest and do it. You want to get up and go out and play a round of golf? Go for it. You want to do like Jared Fisher and go out and ride 30 miles, 40 miles, 50 miles, run 40 miles? You go off and do it. And then what we'll do is we'll make sure we bring you the highlights from some of the Sunday shows. For instance, Kellyanne Conway. Let's go to cut two. Cut two. Kellyanne Conway was on with Maria Bartiromo. And her reaction to the Hunter Biden Wall Street Journal story. I mean, some of this stuff you can't make up. I mean, it's just out there. This was Kellyanne Conway, and this was yesterday on Sunday Morning Futures.
I want to first get your reaction to the news of the morning, and that is the Wall Street Journal is reporting that Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, plans to now step down from the board of a Chinese private equity firm.
Yes, well, he should have done this quite a while ago. In fact, he probably shouldn't have been on the board to begin with. He hitched a ride on Air Force Two with the vice president of the United States, also his father at that time, came back with sweetheart deals. And I am really disappointed in so many members of the mainstream media stretching their necks to defend Hunter Biden, saying, and we must say that there's no wrongdoing here, nothing illegal. Folks, this is what people hate about the swamp. This is part of how Donald Trump won in the first place, saying that we're going to get rid of these sweetheart deals. We're going to make sure that we clean up the axis of power in a place like Washington, D.C., where someone like Hunter Biden can get a $50,000 a month retainer for a Ukrainian energy company when everybody knows that he doesn't have that skill set. And Maria, I wanted to say a couple things. You know, Joe Biden's in big trouble. He's plummeting in the polls. He's desperate now calling for the president's impeachment because he doesn't have a path to beat the president at the ballot box. If the Democrats thought that they can defeat Donald Trump a year from now at the ballot box, they will put all their energies behind that candidate. But they can't do that because they don't have it. They have to run against the Trump economy, the Trump deregulation, the fact that we are net exporters of oil and natural gas now, the fact that he's trying to bring peace and prosperity around the globe. And I think Joe Biden's got a bigger problem. He's now seen in the news as Hunter Biden's father, not as Barack Obama's vice president. Mm. And where people are saying, where is Hunter? Fine. But where is President Obama? Why isn't he out there supporting the man who served as his vice president for 8 years? Why isn't Biden on top of the polls just by saying, I'm going to bring us back to the Obama years. Give me 8 more of the Obama years. He's in trouble. That's why he's calling for impeachment. And in the president's defense, when he said in the Ukrainian call, hey, people are talking about Biden and his son, they darn well were. The New York Times had an article on May 1st. The Hill had one on April 1st. Fox News, CNN's John King talked about it on the May 12th. ABC, June 20th. And may I tell everybody, 3 months ago, The New Yorker had a scathing cover story. And in that cover cover story about Hunter Biden. It said, could Hunter Biden's business dealings in the Ukraine and, quote, tumultuous personal life damage his father's chance at the presidency? So people who were talking about 3 months ago are in hiding now.
That was Kellyanne Conway. No, Kellyanne Conway, I've always said she's one of the top five Trump surrogates, along with Rudy Giuliani and Newt Gingrich. I think at the time, Sean Spicer was, although I think he was ill-suited for the job of press secretary. But no, I think he is in that probably that top five. When we come back, more coming up from the Sunday shows. In fact, General James Mattis is the former Secretary of Defense. And one of the things he talks about, in fact, he was on, what was he on? He was on Meet the Press, I guess it was. And he evaluated this Trump withdrawal of troops from Syria. We will talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. You want to join in, you're welcome to do so. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You call in, you tell us what it is that matters to you. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is live and local now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
The 2020 election is right around the corner. We need to elect champions who share our values and beliefs. But candidates need your help. ClarkCountyRepublicans.org teaches volunteers the ground strategy and knowledge necessary to elect candidates at every level of government. Come join us. Get trained. Succeed. Visit ClarkCountyRepublicans.org today. And don't forget, click the donate button. That's ClarkCountyRepublicans.org.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports the balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and press selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed.
It's $1.29 chicken taco day. You heard it right. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy tacos. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese, all for just $1.29 each. Add a refreshing drink and perfecto. $1.29 chicken tacos, only at Roberto's Taco Shop. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. Oh, yeah.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us. It's Monday, brand new week. By the way, I usually say good things about Southwest Airlines. I use Southwest Airlines almost exclusively because they fly out of McCarran International Airport with lots of flights. Their prices are generally pretty good if you book in advance. But you know what they're doing? They're getting rid of their senior discount fares. I mean, everybody, movie theaters, restaurants, everybody's got a senior discount. Have you ever noticed that? And I know we have a lot of listeners who are seniors who take advantage of these senior discount opportunities. But they're ending it. Did you know that? Yeah. To your senior friends and to my senior friends, it sounds like they're taking you for granted. Here's the problem. A senior friend of mine came to me and was asking me about this. And said, you know what's really unfortunate is that the senior fares were actually higher than the want-to-get-away fares. The same way that by and large, and you correct me if I'm wrong, The one thing I've always hated is the fares that you use when your grandmother dies or she's on, life support and you have to go someplace. Those fares are through the roof. There's no discount to it. Now, the Southwest people are saying the reason they're doing this is they're because they're want-to-get-away fares are actually cheaper than the senior fares. Well, then why not cut a deeper discount for the seniors? I don't quite understand that. Why you're trying to diss seniors? Because I'm guessing they're a pretty good part of your business. Anyway, that's my gripe of the day. Consider it. No, but they're wiping it out, and that I think is unfortunate. I mentioned we were going to hear from General James Mattis. Everybody's been waiting to see what James Mattis is going to say. He's the former SecDef, Secretary of Defense, and he was on with Chuck Todd. Let's go to cut six. Can we go to cut six? This is cut six. Evaluating Trump's withdrawal from northern Syria. I'll be honest with you. I'm a little ambivalent about leaving the Kurds on their own against the Turks, against the Russians, against the Syrians in northern Syria. But this was General James Mattis, the former SecDef, on with Chuck Todd evaluating the withdrawal from northern Syria. Here it is.
Are we still doing this fight now, or is it, or have we just pulled back and it's now up to the Kurds on their own?
Well, it's in a situation of disarray right now. Obviously, the Kurds are adapting to the Turkish attacks, and we'll have to see if they're able to maintain the fight against ISIS. It's going to have an impact. The question is how much.
How concerned should we be about abandoning an ally like the Kurds that maybe 20 years down the road this comes to bite us?
Right. I think Secretary of State Pompeo, the intelligence services, the foreign countries that are working with us have it about right that ISIS is not defeated. We have got to keep the pressure on ISIS so they don't recover. We may want a war over. We may even declare it over. You can pull your troops out, as President Obama learned the hard way, out of Iraq. But the enemy gets a vote, we say in the military. And in this case, if we don't keep the pressure on, then ISIS will resurge. It's absolutely a given that they will come back.
Okay. That is a military expert that essentially we don't declare when a war is over. You can put up you can end up putting up a sign or things like that. No, seriously. I mean, you can do a mission accomplished sign like they did with George W. Bush, but that doesn't make the mission accomplished. The same way you can't declare when a war is over. You can't be like Barack Obama and simply say, "Well, we're the war is over. We're bringing our troops home." Now, I will say this: the president, as candidate Donald J. Trump, talked a lot about bringing the troops home. The same way Rand Paul and others have talked about that. It just makes no sense at all, though. What happened under Barack Obama is the troops came home. It created a vacuum. And ISIS filled that vacuum in Iraq. And then we had to go back into Iraq and eliminate the caliphate. I'm going to open up our phone lines just for a couple of minutes, and we're not going to spend a lot of time with it. But I'd be interested to know what you think. You know, this notion of declaring a war over. Tell me how we do that and not end up with something like ISIS. I mean, I got to admit, I'm kind of at a loss. And that doesn't happen often. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I don't pretend to have the answer on this. I will say this, though, that General Mattis, I think, comes the closest to the way I feel. No, I mean, I just think we've got this opportunity. And the idea of bringing troops home, now this is not a large amount of troops. According to Secretary of Defense Mark Esper, it's less than 1,000 troops that we're talking about. But it's 1,000 people that will be able to go home to their families, to their wives, their husbands. I mean, they'll get a chance to go home. But what kind of void or vacuum will it create? Tell you what, let's do it. Let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hello, Kevin. Thanks. Thanks for the opportunity to speak today. The problem with it is with the Islamic State, it's an ideology where we've got to consider not just a battle force. You know, you're talking about a way of thinking that, they want to take over the world with it. And I don't know how you fight that in a traditional way.
Well, and the deal is you can't do it alone. What we ought to be doing is creating our own little group of countries, maybe the UK, France, Germany, etc., and simply say we're going to create, for instance, in what would be Kurdistan. a Kurdish homeland. And that's going to be their carve out. And they'll be protected by people like us, and people like the French, and people like the Germans.
Have any of them stepped up, though? I haven't heard a word.
Not that I've heard.
Allies.
And therein lies the problem. Now,
I agree
100%. We are, and Frank, thank you. I appreciate the call. We've got, 600, $700 billion tied up in our military. And we use it. Do we want to be the policeman? I think what needs to happen is this president needs to use a national dialogue. It's the same thing we talked about in Vietnam, same thing we talked about in Iraq. And maybe it's time to have another one of those national dialogues. Is it time to finally have that dialogue where we decide, are we going to be the policeman for the world? Because if we don't, we are opening up the world to a lot of groups of people known as ISIS or the Taliban. I mean, that's what we're faced with. That's going to just about do it today, believe it or not. It's hard to believe. But that's about it. I mean, there's not much more. Hope you have a great rest of your day. My name is Kevin Wall. Thanks to our entire crew. Lady Ashley, thank you. Jameson. Andrew Paul, the guy with two first names. But most importantly, I want to thank you for listening and being a part of this show each and every day. Until we join you tomorrow, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local. Now. Hot air ballooning. Over the decades, many of you have enjoyed the freedom of flight, floating high above the Las Vegas Valley, overlooking the beauty and diversity of our great city. But one segment of our society has been denied that opportunity. Wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, in fact, anyone who's mobility challenged or might have trouble coming aboard. But all that has changed. Hey, Kevin Wall here, chairman of the board of Chariot of Fire Ballooning, a new 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to provide free or subsidized flights for those who can't afford it on one of a handful of hot air balloons in the world that are wheelchair accessible. Unlike other hot air balloons where you have to climb up and over into the basket, Chariot of Fire features a basket with a ramp so that everyone can come aboard with ease and with dignity. But I need your help. If you'd like to help wounded warriors and others in our community who are mobility challenged to live out their dream of flight, check
out ABET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks. No,